Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to a Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired changemakers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now.
Welcome. Welcome everyone out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and you are listening to A Spirited Exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Each second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on A Spirited Exchange, I bring you inspiring guests engaging in stimulating and mind-opening discussions, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. Stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation about how to use a pendulum as a tool to talk with spirit. Today's guest is Veronica Himes, a lifestyle and spirituality vlogger and the creator behind the YouTube channel, The Wholeness Shift. She is had experienced a powerful spiritual awakening after visiting a crystal shop in Sedona, Arizona. And Veronica now helps people to expand their consciousness and navigate their spiritual awakening by teaching about intentional living and simple, practical spirituality. In this episode, we'll talk about how to use a pendulum as a tool to talk with spirit. We'll explore different ways that you can use the pendulum, how to prepare before using your pendulum, what it can help you with, how best to frame your questions, and other tips on how to safely know that what you are receiving is in your highest and best interest. So let's welcome Veronica Himes to A Spirited Exchange. Hello, Veronica.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Great. Thank you. I'm excited about what you're going to share because I think it is going to be very helpful to those who are interested and who may not have already developed the other clairs, clairaudience, clairsentient, all of that. And the pendulum is an awesome tool for being able to communicate with spirit and get guidance and help.
It really is. It's a powerful tool.
Yes. So I did want to preface this that I believe that we're here to learn, you know, to heal and to grow, and that it's our individual responsibility to actively take part in our personal growth and evolution. And in this way, we not only help ourselves, but we help the collective to heal and evolve. And for this reason that I felt it was important to create this series of episodes that I call Spirit Speaks, and to highlight some of the many ways that we can connect with our divine spirit guides for wise and loving guidance and support. So in today, let's jump into using pendulum as a tool. So Veronica, can you start us out by telling us a little bit about yourself and what led you to working with a pendulum?
Yeah, sure. I am living in the Cleveland, Ohio area. This is where I was born and raised. But for about 7 years, I lived in Arizona, close to Sedona. So I had been there a few times. I knew that it was like the spiritual Mecca of the country. And I think it's important to share that at the time I had been born and raised a Christian, very strict Baptist. So I had no exposure to this other than it was something that I shouldn't be dabbling in. Mm-hmm. Well, at that point in time, two of my daughters had come to me. I think they were 12 and 15 at the time. They had come to me and they were like, "Mommy, please don't be mad. We have to tell you something because we're afraid, but we are afraid you're going to tell us that something's wrong and we're bad." So I went into mother bear mode, like, what's wrong? And they shared with me that they're actually clairvoyant. I mean, they have all the clairs. They have all the things. And mm-hmm. They didn't know how to handle it. And they actually had a few malevolent energies that had been coming through and kind of bullying them. Mm-hmm. And they were afraid. Mm-hmm. So I immediately went into, like I said, mother bear mode. And all I could think of was, I need to go to Sedona. I need to figure this out. Who can help? How do I help? And we went to this little crystal shop in Sedona. And I had no idea what I was looking for. I was just standing there looking at all the crystals, all the pendulums. And I overheard my youngest daughter talking to the shop owner and telling her what was happening. And she just took her under her wing and she's like, honey, we're going to figure this out. Do you know about your spirit guide? Do you know how to use a pendulum? Let me teach you. Mm-hmm. And so that day we learned how to use a pendulum, talk to our spirit guides. And I bought each of us one. We went home and I just dove in.
How beautiful that this came out of wanting to help your daughters,
yeah.
And then that it led you onto your path, and synchronistically that you were so close to Sedona to be able to do that, because you're right,
exactly.
That's an incredible place
exactly.
for learning these types of things. So that was the beginning of your path. How would you say that working with a pendulum has changed your life? What's different now?
Everything's different. Completely revamped my entire belief system, my entire body, my psyche, my energy, just everything about me has changed because of it. The very first thing my guides said when I signed on and I said, hello, is anyone there? And I was using a letter board at the time and it said, you are so very loved. And
yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, that was the first thing they had to say to me. And so I, of course, had been a little worried, like, is this the right thing to do? Am I going to offend God? What does this mean for my life? And I don't want to get in trouble. So the only thing that kept coming to me is the verse. I think it's from 1 John that says, try the spirits. Try the spirits to see that they are of God. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did. And I finally came to an agreement with God that I feel my instinct is telling me that this is the right thing. So I'm going to trust that if it's not, you're going to stop it and you're going to give me some signs. And until I get those signs, I'm giving myself permission to throw out everything I was ever taught and start from scratch. And I'm just going to follow my heart, follow my gut, and allow you to lead me. Mm-hmm. And we went from there, and it absolutely changed my life in every area.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't throw away your religion to do this. It sounds like it's kind of part and parcel of you and of connecting with spirit.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. I now know that I am surrounded by this amazing support system. Every person here has this amazing support system. We are so loved. We are so supported. We are so planned for.
Yes, absolutely. And some of these guides have been with us for
many
lifetimes, and they would never ask us to do anything that we're not able to do. And they will often show us what we're ready for, you know, but not too far down the road to scare us.
Correct. Yeah. I now know that when I first started talking to my guides through my pendulum, I kind of took a roll call of all of their names, what they're working on me with me. And one of them in particular, they gave me the name, but they would only say it's private. And I'd say, well, what do you mean it's private? This is my life. Like, tell me. And they'd say, it's private. It's future. And now, years later, when I asked them about that recently, they said it was in regards to this whole teaching that I'm doing and the YouTube channel I have. Before I had ever meditated for the first time, before I even knew that I had a plan mm-hmm. or who my spirit guides were, they were already working on what was coming. You are so supported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is really fascinating. I've done a similar thing of contacting my team and getting the names. And of course, names are more for us. They're kind of a handle.
Correct.
So we can kind of connect in that way. But and often the names can be every day, but they can also be quite different. Like mine were quite different, kind of unexpected, not something I would have come up with. So it was unusual. And they each had a very unique job description, which kind of surprised me. Yeah,
absolutely. And they can be from different star systems, even. I mean, they can be on the other side in ethereal, or they can be incarnated into a different star system. I mean, you'll be surprised at who makes up your spiritual team and the support you have literally from all over the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And sometimes they can kind of speak as one voice.
The collective.
The collective. I call my council of guides, but yeah, sometimes they speak kind of as a group. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in your life, did you ever have difficult periods that then using the pendulum and speaking with your spirit guides helped you to change?
100%. 100%. In particular, I think the biggest thing was that at that point in time, I was being drawn back to Ohio. And at that time, I was in a relationship, a long-term relationship with a gentleman, and I had been attached to his children. When I would use my pendulum and say, is it in my best interest to stay in a relationship with this person? They would say, absolutely not. So I'd put it away because I didn't want to hear that. And I'd come back. Is it in my best interest to be here? Absolutely not. And when I'd say, what would be in alignment with my highest and best, they'd say, you have business in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so finally, I just said, is it in my best interest to move back to Ohio? Like I was ready to hear. And it said, absolutely. Your lease is almost up. Are you ready to go? And I said, well, this is what I need. It was about 6 months away. And I said, I don't have the finances to move back. I don't have a job to go to. I don't have a home to go to. So if it's in my best interest, I trust you. I need you to start working on my behalf. And they did. Like, money started coming in from unexpected places. The Cleveland Clinic called me with a job, like sight unseen. I mean, it was just like, yeah. And it's because I decided to trust my team.
Yeah, that's amazing. They truly can help with aligning a lot of things, which some people might call coincidental. I call it synchronistic.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, but we sometimes need to surrender a little bit to, not to say that we don't do anything. We still have to take action.
Yeah.
And learn to trust. You talked a little bit about kind of feeling, you know, when you get messages and maybe you don't want to hear it, so you put it away, but you come back and it's kind of consistent, but there's a kind of feeling into whether it feels right.
Absolutely. You can tell if you do this for any amount of time, you can tell when something is vibing with your gut, when it resonates as truth with your spirit, mm-hmm. or when it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know that. You learn that you can trust yourself really quickly. You can trust your intuition. You can trust your gut. And as long as you surrender to that and follow it, it won't lead you astray.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think one of the most important things that I learned from trusting my team was that they actually helped me to reconcile a lot of the insecurities I had about myself. You know, we all develop these things over time, and them telling me, this is how you are divinely made. These are integral parts of your character and your personality. These things actually survive lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And they helped me come to a place where I could appreciate myself and actually start to love myself. And in that process, I started judging myself less, started judging everyone else less. And what I think is most important about that is because in turn, it helped my daughters to accept themselves more. They no longer felt judged by myself or anyone else. Mm-hmm. They started to accept their gifts. And that was the most important thing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing like having a wise, compassionate, loving being to yes. support you, to help you realize you are loved and you are deserving. And it's beautiful that you were able to experience that and grow, you know, personal growth, and learn to love yourself and be a model for your daughters so that they could also learn, you know, to be that way.
Yes.
Yeah, so that really kind of spread out beyond you. It had effect beyond you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the teaching that they gave me at that time has spread into this entire YouTube channel, blog, teaching, all of that, because one of the first things that they taught me to do was to meditate. Mm-hmm. When I used to say, if this was the only time you could talk to me, what advice would you have for me? And they inevitably would usually say, begin meditating, pray more, drink more water, get more sleep. And I had never thought about meditating. I didn't even know how to do it. And so they actually told me, go to YouTube and find a video and start today if you're willing. Mm-hmm. And I did. I started that day and I've never looked back. And pretty soon, my whole countenance began changing. My energy began raising. And that has filtered into this whole project.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. Meditation, I think, is a really key piece. And yes. I know for myself, I had wanted to do it. I mean, literally for like a decade. It took me the 10 years to, and then finally started. And even if you start with 5 minutes, just like some bite-sized little piece, just to start, because that whole process, one, it gives us time. You know, we have busy lives and it's hard to listen to ourselves. So, it's important to take that time, and it helps us to raise our vibration so we're better able to call in those higher vibration beings.
Yes.
That's an important piece. Well, we have a lot more information that I know you're going to be able to share with us today, but we're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Kerry Kadambi, and today's guest, Veronica Himes. When we come back, we'll explore in more detail what a pendulum is and preparations that'll best help you to effectively use it as a tool to communicate with your spiritual team. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul stretching success tip of the day. No matter where you go, there you are. Did you know our lives are like mirrors? You know, in the physical world, we stand in front of a mirror and see with our physical eyes a direct reflection of our physical self. Some of us use this physical mirror to critique our body, our hair, our blemishes. On the other hand, we also have a spiritual mirror that is a direct reflection of how we think, feel, and act in spirit, and it reflects what we experience and receive. You know, true beauty, love, wisdom, and acceptance comes from within. So the soul-stretching success question of the day is, which mirror are we using to create our life? I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, and beauty. See you next time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Kerry Kadambi, and today's guest, Veronica Himes. In this episode of Spirit Speaks, we're talking about how we can use a pendulum as a tool to speak with our spirit team. Veronica is going to reveal some important details about how to work more effectively with a pendulum. But before we continue, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you, Veronica. So could you please give your contact information?
Sure. You can find me on YouTube at The Wholeness Shift, and then also Instagram or Facebook as well. My email is thewholenessshift@gmail.com, and my website is wholenessshift.com.
Thank you. And also, I think you have a free offer.
I do. Actually, on my website in the shop, The Wholeness Shop, there are free pendulum charts that you can download. All you have to do is go get them. There's a lettered chart and a blank one that you can fill in.
Great. And I'm sure you're going to explain a little bit more about that as we go into this.
Yeah.
So for those who might not be familiar with what a pendulum is, can you describe it? What is a pendulum?
A pendulum is really at the end of the day, a pendulum is anything that hangs and swings. You know, I have crystals on the end of chains. You can use a necklace. You can use a washer tied on the end of a string. Anything that will hang and swing and get some motion. It has a little weight to it and will swing anything mm-hmm. you want. A lot of people have questions about which one is right for me. I get emails almost every day about that. Which pendulum should I get? How do I know which one to pick? Mm-hmm. And the easy answer is whichever one you want. There is no right answer. Whichever one you're drawn to, there's a reason you're drawn to it. If you're actually in a crystal shop, some people say the pendulum chooses you. Stand in front of them and ask which one you should get, which one would be in your best interest, and they'll start swinging.
Interesting.
You can choose from those, yeah. But there really is no right or wrong answer to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've even put a spool of thread on a thread thing and used it when I didn't have a pendulum nearby.
Yes.
But it's nice to have a few different ones too, I think, just to try it
out. I have a handful of them. Like this one, I think, is obsidian, black obsidian. And then I have amethyst, rose quartz, clear quartz.
Mm-hmm.
I carry them with me so often that a lot of times they get broken. The tips break off in my purse or in my pocket or something. And so I'm always buying new ones. You can get them fairly inexpensively on Amazon for like $6 or $7 mm-hmm. even. So easy to find, easy to purchase, but you can really use anything.
Right. Yeah. And I even have one that I think is a little brass pendulum. Yeah. So metal mm-hmm. ones as well.
Yeah. I saw somebody has a wooden one recently. One of my viewers, they had this beautiful carved wooden one.
Oh, gosh.
It was really nice. But you can use any of them because this is merely a tool. There is nothing magical about it. There is nothing supernatural. This doesn't have any power in and of itself. This is simply like a telephone or like a piece of pen and a paper that you'd write a letter with. This is just a tool that is used to communicate with your spiritual team. Mm-hmm. And so the energy passes through it, and some crystals might resonate better with your energy or something. So whichever one you're drawn to would work mm-hmm. best. But this is merely a tool.
So tell us a little bit about how to use that tool. What's important to know about using a pendulum, either in preparing to use it or as you use it?
Well, first and foremost, I always like to say, you got to have your vibes high. You got to raise that energy. Law of attraction states that you attract what you are and you repel what you are not. And so if you're wanting to attract and communicate with higher dimensional, high vibrating beings, you have to kind of meet them in the middle. You know, you got to raise your vibes a little bit. They come down a little bit. If your vibes are way down here and there's a way up here, it's going to be like a walkie-talkie that's out of range. You might get a little crackle that comes through sometimes, but it's going to be really fuzzy. Mm-hmm. You may or may not get accurate, consistent information mm-hmm. coming through. So first and foremost, you have to do things that help to raise your vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that does that is to meditate. Mm-hmm. Meditate consistently on a daily basis. Really raising your vibes is a lifestyle. It's not a one-time thing. It's not something you can do and like 10 minutes later, it's like, oh, my vibes are fine.
Yeah.
You have to really work at it for a while.
So it's kind of a lifestyle thing, isn't it? Like taking care
Absolutely.
Of the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual.
Yeah.
It can all help us.
You can't do one set of 5 sit-ups and expect to be shredded. I mean, it's a lifestyle. You have to, consistency. So doing things on a daily basis that help to raise those vibrations, like doing things that bring you joy, laughing, playing, watching good, wholesome, high vibe things on TV, not horror movies and slasher flicks, things like that. Listening to music that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Things that.
Yeah, raise it. And I would have to say a caution of using things that lower your vibration. For example, alcohol can kind of lower the that, and maybe some drugs. You know, so to be conscious of what you're doing,
absolutely,
to thoroughly raise your vibration before stepping into using a pendulum.
This is why a lot of times as people are raising their vibrations and they're having this spiritual awakening, they can be naturally drawn towards a plant-based lifestyle. They change their diet because they're naturally drawn to cleaner eating and cleaner living. And that all plays a part.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when using a pendulum, it's the information that you receive. What are some things to pay attention to when you're getting information?
First and foremost, you want to pay attention to how does this feel with your intuition, with your gut, like we just got done talking about. Mm-hmm. Does this resonate as truth with you? Does this feel good? Does it feel like love and light-based information coming through that's helpful and loving? Or does this feel wrong? There's red flags going up. This doesn't seem right. Mm-hmm. And listen to that. The other thing that you want to know about the information that will be coming through is that it's not a crystal ball. This isn't just a means of fortune telling. They're not going to tell you your future. They're not going to tell you specifics. I get a lot of emails from people with horror stories. I used my pendulum and they said next week something horrible is going to happen and I need it. Wednesday at 5:52 a.m., I got to be careful or something. And that's one of those things that is a red flag that would not sit well with your gut. And
yeah,
your guides are not going to do that.
Right. Likely not coming from a good place. No. And I think anything where we're talking to spirit and getting information, you know, we have free will and we have choice points. And so what may be true for us in this moment, as we make choices that may change our trajectory a little bit, it will change what's going to happen. So,
absolutely. The information that you're getting through from your guides, if they are talking about your life circumstances, it's solely based on the timeline that you're currently on. If you make decisions that veer in a different direction or change that timeline, the outcome is going to change.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So being aware of that.
Yes. And the other thing that I want to say is that you have to be careful about how you phrase your questions. Because of your free will, they're not going to interject their will onto it. So if you say, can I move to California? And they're like, yeah, sure. But if you were to say, is it in my best interest to move to California right now? If it's not, they'll go, no, probably not. You're right where you should be. So you really have to be careful to word your questions in a way that says, between this choice and this choice, which one is in most alignment with my greater good? Or is this particular thing in alignment with my highest and best? And they'll let you know.
So we think there's different ways of using the pendulum. Like my first introduction to it was asking more like yes and no questions.
But yes.
You've talked about, I forget what you called them. They're kind of
a letter board, or a
chart that you can use. So maybe talk a little bit about what it's like to use a pendulum without those kinds of tools.
Sure.
And what it's and how you would use them with it.
Sure. Well, before you sign on to your pendulum, you want to cleanse your space. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do it immediately after or before, but you know, make sure you've smudged, you've raised your vibes. If your crystal needs cleansed or put in the moonlight to charge, do all of those things. And you can find information on that over on my website or in one of my pendulum videos. There's a lot of information there about that. But to prepare, you want to do those things. And then you want to just call on your guides, call on your spiritual team, set your intention for who it is that you want to talk to. You don't just want to say, hey, who's out there? Come on in, you know, because you don't know who you're going to get.
Right.
So set your intention. I prefer to speak with my main guide, Spomi, most of the time, and or one of the archangels. And then say a little prayer of protection. It can be as simple as, all beings of light and love, I connect to you now. Yeah. And that sets the intention that you only want high resonating things to come through with you.
Absolutely.
So when you do, you can, if it's just a simple question, and I shouldn't have worn a black shirt and had a black pendulum, so I'll turn to the side here. But you I just like to hold it over my hand. And my guides, I already know that a circle means yes, like this, and then show me a no. And back and forth means no. Mm-hmm. And so you can ask yes or no questions. Like, Spomi, is my name Veronica? I know that's an easy question, but it, see how it's swinging in a circle?
Uh-huh.
Spomi, am I a blonde? No. So you can ask questions like, hey, Spomi, is it in my best interest to move to California right now? No. Am I like the funniest person you've ever met in life and I'm your favorite? Yes. So you can just use it to make simple choices like that. I like to use this for everything. I mean, which crystals are best to take with me today? And I'll hold it over and it'll say yes or no, or mm-hmm. it'll point to a certain mm-hmm. crystal. Or on the one chart that I have that you can print out for free, it's blank. And you can fill in any options you want. What should I have for dinner? What does my dog want to do today? Where should I go for vacation? What's my best city to live in? Anything you want, and let your guides point it out.
Mm-hmm. So you can ask questions. And you talked about a letter board, and I want to get to that in just a second. But when I think there's different ways, you can correct me if I'm wrong, different ways of using the pendulum. Like I started with like, show me a yes and show me a no. And
yes.
And it can be different for different people. So for me, a yes was going in a circle clockwise and a no was going the other way.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every guide can have a different way of coming through or preferring to come through. Mm-hmm. When I first said, that's the very first thing I ever said was, is anybody there? Show me a yes. Mm-hmm. And it started to swing in a circle. And then show me a no, and it went back and forth.
Yeah.
So because of that, that just became my language.
Mm-hmm.
So and now actually, no matter who I speak with, they use that language because yeah. that's my intention. That's what I want.
Right. And that actually seems more efficient because to stop and go the opposite direction takes a little more effort than just
yeah.
the circle to back and forth. So that's really interesting.
Right.
So you can use that to ask like yes and no questions or have your chart and say, what does my dog want to do today? And have put in some items. But
yeah.
you talked about a letter board. So yes. how does that work?
Essentially, and don't run away before, hear me out. it's essentially the same as a Ouija board in the sense that it's a piece of paper. You can even write it on a piece of cardboard, whatever you want. A piece of paper that has the alphabet written out, maybe some numbers, and you lay it on the table, you hold this over the center point, and then you just allow the pendulum to point to the letters it wants to spell out.
Mm-hmm.
People get freaked out about the Ouija board because they don't do the things like protecting themselves, setting their intentions. Mm-hmm. They allow whatever wants to come through, and that can lead to an unpleasant experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about protecting yourself and the intention.
Right. And so you allow this to spell things out. Do
yes.
you, is there any shortcuts to that?
Yeah, there is, because as you get to know your guide, you'll establish kind of a shorthand. You'll get used to the way that they talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spomi's, one of his favorite words in the world is absolutely. So I know every time it goes to AB, I'll just say absolutely, and then it'll start saying yes. Or if I have it wrong, it'll say no, and we start over again. But you learn that you actually are clairaudient most of the time. You can hear the word in your head. You mm-hmm. just think it's you. And eventually, I started saying, you know, I'd say he's spelling out probably, I bet. And so eventually I just started saying what I thought I heard. And I'd say, are you saying probably? And it would say yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I actually hearing you guys? And he's like, now you finally got it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's a good way to help develop those other clairs as well.
Yes. That had been my path as well, starting with using a tool and eventually getting to the point where you can hear or see or feel or whatever your clairs are that you develop.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really great. And it can be a lot of fun as long yeah. as, you know, like you said, we set our intention, you know, we call in with the highest and the best, and it can be very helpful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break again and then come back because there's still a lot of great information I know you're going to share with us. So I'm Carrie Kadambi, and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Veronica will share details about how to use a pendulum. And before we break, Veronica, can you share again with our users your contact information?
Sure. You can find me on YouTube at The Wholeness Shift. And my email is thewholenessshift@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. And over on my website, wholenessshift.com, you can find the free pendulum charts to download for yourself over in the shop.
Great. Thank you.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Hello. We're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and guest Veronica Himes. And today we're talking about how to use a pendulum as a tool to speak with spirit. But before we dive into the remainder of the episode, I want to let you know how you can reach me to learn how I help clients unlock their full potential to living a fulfilling life on purpose. Check out my website, thedivineguidancegift.com, where you can sign up to work with me online, in private sessions, or in a group program. So let's get back to this fascinating topic of working with a pendulum to talk with spirit. Veronica, can you tell us a little bit more about what working with the pendulum has done with you? Like, how do you learn to trust what you're getting from the messages?
That has to be one of the number one questions I get on a daily basis from all of my subscribers. And how do I trust this? How do I know? You know, I want to trust, but how do I know? And I always say it's just like establishing a relationship with any other person in your life, whether it's a personal relationship, a neighbor, a coworker, a new friend. How do you know if they're being honest with you? You pay attention to red flags. You pay attention to what kind of vibe they're getting and what your intuition is saying. Mm-hmm. Do they feel good? Or do they feel shady? Are they saying positive, uplifting things, or are they saying negative things that don't feel good? Mm-hmm. Are they saying things that actually resonate as truth with you or not? You know, mm-hmm. Just pay yes. attention to your intuition.
Yeah, to and your so, intuition and your body feels. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I've had SPOMI coming through saying, drink more water, get some more sleep, start meditating, those things all feel really, really good. Mm-hmm. When something, a little trickster comes through that is not spomy, but he's trying to take advantage of the situation, maybe my vibes were a little bit low and I had something unwanted come through, they just start talking in a completely different vernacular. They may even throw out a little insult or a little dirty joke, or, and it just, it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't resonate as truthful. Mm-hmm. So over time, you develop trust. You see, they say this, I did it. It resulted in really beautiful things. The fruits coming out of my life are wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it felt good with my gut. And over time, you establish that trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think experience, you know, of working with it. So you, it's kind of like meditation. The more you meditate, it's like your body recognizes the moment you go to that space where you, where you decide to regularly meditate and you get into whatever position you typically get into. It's kind of almost Pavlovian. And you immediately, very easily flow into it. And I think with practice of any modality, like using a pendulum, the more you practice, the more you will rise to the appropriate vibration for connecting with those higher order spirits. And through a modality that I study, they often talk about judge the tree by its fruits. Yes. So again, by you look at those messages and do they feel good? Do they do good? Are they loving? Are they compassionate? And those are a good sign that, yes, it's coming from a higher order. And for me, we all have our guides, but I believe we also all have gatekeeper guides. And so I will ask my gatekeeper to watch the gate and only allow in those that are of the highest light.
Yes. And, absolutely.
Yeah, you can, whether you want to call in a gatekeeper, there's archangels, angels, just those higher beings to help come in and assist with protection.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of the things you had asked about some ways that this affected me or helped change my life. And I would say in every way possible. To begin with, the first and foremost thing that they had me do was start meditating. Mm-hmm. And I can't overstate how much that changed my life. I have lupus and I have been extremely sick with that and on chemo and a ton of medications. And I'm actually so much healthier now physically. I had PTSD and I was on Ambien every night so that I could sleep, first of all. And when I did sleep, I wouldn't have horrible nightmares. Mm-hmm. One of the first things that Spomi had asked me to do when I started talking to him, he had told me that your guides are in charge of your dreams. They decide what you'll be taught, what issues you will work on, et cetera, in your dreams. And he had told me one day, he said, would you consider stopping the Ambien? Because we can't get any work done in your dreams because you're too affected. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, seriously, you could tell that in my dreams? And he's like, absolutely. Would you be willing to stop? I will make sure that you sleep well and you no longer have those bad dreams. Trust me.
Wow.
And he had established enough of a rapport and enough trust at that point that I said very hesitantly, but I said, okay. And that day I stopped taking it. I've never taken it again. I've had wonderful dreams and I slept like a baby ever since. And in my dreams, one of the first ones I remember post Ambien, I actually had a dream where they were introducing my guide to me. So, you know, that helped to establish trust because what he said, I saw and he followed through on. And since then, he's taught me about many, many things through the pendulum and the dreams about my other gifts that were coming online, how to better make use of meditation. He would teach me different things in my dreams, how to practice my clairaudience. There were a lot of ways that he's taught me. And then he started showing me dreams about reincarnation. He'd say, pay attention to your dreams. I'm going to show you. And he started giving me, first it was a series of dreams about this particular woman. And before the dream started, he had told me my most recent lifetime was from 1895 to 1969 in London. I knew that much. Mm-hmm. Months later, he said, I'm going to start showing you, pay attention to your dreams. And I began having dreams about, I was a woman in London in the 1920s, and it was a series of dreams. And I saw her face. I experienced her life. And I eventually said, is this somebody I can find or look up? And he was like, I cannot believe it took you this long to ask. You have enough information. Go find her. Mm-hmm. And I did. That day I found her. And
wow.
Yeah. So, and the one particular dream that convinced me, I had seen this place in a dream, and very specific place. And when I woke up, I ran to my pendulum and I said, what was that? And he said, that was you tromping through the Savoy in London. And I Googled pictures of the Savoy, and sure enough, that's exactly where I had been.
Yeah.
And so through my pendulum, my entire belief system changed. Mm-hmm. And I'm now able to help other people navigate this path, because I felt like I did it all alone. I had no support system. Everyone I knew was enmeshed in this very conservative lifestyle.
Right. And a lot of people do get messages that it's not safe and it's not right to do for whatever reason that those systems do that. But it actually can be very safe, and it's very helpful to have someone who can normalize it for you, help guide you so that you don't, you know, run into bumps along the way.
Right.
Yeah. And I love that the pendulum helps you in your waking hours, but it also led you to recognizing your dreams, because I do believe that when we sleep, our spirit doesn't need to sleep, and our spirit can go with other guiding spirits to learn other things or to observe things. And it's beautiful when we can remember what is appropriate for us to remember to help us grow in this life. And then it's really interesting that you would wake and then you would go to the pendulum and ask questions of what you recalled from a dream.
Well, the thing is that my guides actually became my best friends. You know, I talked to them all the time. I felt so loved and supported, and they were always available, and they were teaching me so much about myself and about everything. Mm-hmm. I felt like I became a better mother, a better human being. And so they were the first people I wanted to talk to in the day. And especially once I learned that they were in my dreams, and I actually learned how to recognize Fomi. He's in every single one of my dreams. He might look different in every dream. He might be an old lady or a little kid, but I know how to recognize him now. Mm-hmm. And you guys can usually recognize your guide too. If you pay attention, there will be background players that are not, they're just there. And then there will usually be at least one person that's with you, making eye contact, having conversation, helping you, listening to you. They're present with you in the dream. And that's almost always your guide, your main guide.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, they're always with us. And I think for, you know, some people who may not have had parents who were able to really be guides for us, you know, maybe because of their own, whatever went on in their life, they didn't have the resources to be fully present in a way. You know, it's like you don't have to have parents who could provide you everything, because you do have these spirit guides who are very loving and who are there. You know, they're always with us. And all we have to do is intend to connect with them and be open to what they have to say. You know, we still have our free will. We can decide what we want to do. But when we've practiced with this a bit, we often realize when they say something, there's usually something pretty good for us about it. And to maybe heed advice.
And sometimes the truth can hurt. I mean, it hurts our egos. It's meant in love.
Yes.
It's meant with benevolent intention, but sometimes they can give you some hard truths, because they're not here to just give you fluff. They're here to help you grow and expand. Mm-hmm. And so he used to say things like, you need to mind your business and let them worry about themselves. And I'd say, but I'm trying to help. And he'd say, that's theirs. This is theirs. This is yours.
That's a really good point, because a lot of people, you know, have a big heart and they really want to help others.
Yeah.
But we're all here on our own path. And so when we talk about using a pendulum, would you say that it's really about working on things for yourself, not to try to fix others or heal others.
People ask me this all the time as well. You know, can I ask about this, or why won't it tell me something about my sister's husband? And I, you know, I'm a nurse, so I'm in the medical field. And so I always respond that it's spiritual HIPAA, like it's privacy laws. You're not allowed to know their business unless they say, I give you permission to talk to my guides about me, mm-hmm. which I do coaching sessions with people. You can sign up for those on my website if you're interested. And before I can dig in and do anything with these clients, I have to ask them their permission to talk to their guides, because spiritual HIPAA.
Yeah, absolutely. Using it with integrity.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And spirit will never, you know, go out and do something negative to others, like our higher order spirits. It's all about love and compassion and, you know.
Yeah, no spirit that you want to be dealing with will.
Correct.
Yeah. There are those that, and I thought it was interesting, using the pendulum helped me to shift my perspective on everything, because I used to say, that's evil. They're evil, or those evil spirits. And they'd say, no such thing as evil. They're mm-hmm. just acting less in love. They're acting less out of love. Mm-hmm. So everything is love-based over there. And there's those that are acting less from love and more from love. So yes. I thought that was interesting. You want to deal with the ones that are acting more from love.
Absolutely. Just as we ourselves want to act more from love.
Yes.
Right. And you talked about how working with your spirit guides with the pendulum and in dreams has helped you make changes in your life, helped you to love yourself, and helped you to heal. And I think that learning to love ourselves is a bit of a challenge in our society, I think. But it's so important, because we can only love others to the degree that we love ourselves. And when we love ourselves, we're less judgmental toward ourselves. And then in turn, less judgmental toward others. It's really amazing how that works. I've experienced that myself. When I developed more self-love, I just wasn't as judgmental of others.
Yeah.
And imagine the world that we could live in if we loved ourselves and were more compassionate and less judgmental about everyone around us.
Absolutely.
What a world that
is. As your vibes come up, and as we're all ascending, it's happening more and more. People are waking up like they never have before. And I think that that's why this tool is so important, because until those clairs develop, or until you learn what your gifts actually are, this is a good way to dip your toes in the water and begin learning. Because mm-hmm. this really was the beginning of my shadow work and of working all of that other stuff out. And mm-hmm. I used to be so hard on myself. I had so many insecurities and so many ways that I beat myself up, as we tend to do.
Right.
And this really helped heal that. I'd say I am so prone towards being this way, like critical or antsy, or I can snap at people. And he'd say, learn about yourself. You are only ever that way when you've not been doing your self-care and when you're overextended. If you're mm-hmm. stressed and stretched thin, you get snappy. Mm-hmm. When you're not, you never are. So that's a sign, that's a way you can learn about yourself. Mm-hmm. I had never, 40 some years, I had never known that about myself until my guide pointed it out, and then it was so obvious.
Right. Yeah, they're just incredible at being gracious and loving and honest with us.
Yes.
And they can be firm, but it's always in love.
It's always with love. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Veronica, as we wrap up the episode, what message would you like to share? What do you most want people to know?
I think what I most want people to know is just how loved you are, how loved, and what an amazing, immense support system you have around you. When I first did a roll call of my guides, I had 13 of them. And most recently, I had 20 something of them. Mm-hmm. They come and go as the needs are there. And then you have all of the angels, and you have all of the archangels. You have all of the ascended masters. You have such a bountiful amount of love and support. Mm-hmm. And they want nothing more than to see your heart open, your mind expand, and for love to just pour through and out of you. And they're here in any way that they can to help.
Yes, that's beautiful. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
It takes a team to raise us humans, right?
Right, exactly.
Higher order exactly. Spirit team. Yes. Well, I want to thank you for being with us today, Veronica, and sharing your deep knowledge about how to use a pendulum and your passion for working with it, for communicating with spirit, for that wise and loving guidance. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Awesome. I want to thank all of the fabulous listeners who have tuned in with us today with open, curious, and receptive minds, eager to awaken to their own personal evolution. Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. My next show will be on December 23rd, and we'll continue on the theme of Spirit Speaks, exploring modalities, tools, and tips for connecting us to our divine spirit guidance to assist us in the pursuit of our individual and collective evolution. I'll see you back here next time, and until then, I wish you much peace and good health.
You've been listening to a Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.